Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has stopped targeting most of Ukraine's energy infrastructure as of early Friday local time. He explained that there were no strikes overnight on energy facilities in most regions except in the Donetsk area where Russian forces hit natural gas infrastructure. Zelensky stressed that the clock has started on what he called a week-long energy ceasefire. But Moscow indicated the measure could end as early as Sunday. Despite the brief energy truce, Ukraine's capital Kiev has suffered widespread power outages. Zelensky said Saturday's emergency was caused by technical issues on interconnection lines between Ukraine and neighboring Moldova, which also saw widespread power disruptions. That prompted Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko to place the capital under an emergency blackout. Services on Kiev's metro, the city's subway system, were also suspended. Metro stations have doubled as shelters during relentless Russian strikes. The power troubles added to anxiety among residents, with temperatures expected to plunge overnight to minus 24 Celsius, minus 11 Fahrenheit, in the heart of winter. One resident, Olena Yanchuk, a former kindergarten teacher, suffering from severe rheumatoid arthritis, says she is trapped on the 19th floor of her apartment building during frequent blackouts. Her family has relied on candles and improvised heaters to survive the freezing cold. With elevators not working and power cuts lasting up to 17 hours, even basic daily tasks have become a struggle. If that wasn't enough, the United Nations nuclear watchdog has raised alarm about the perilous condition of Ukraine's atomic power plants after persistent Russian airstrikes. Yet President Trump remains hopeful that a peace deal can be reached despite deep animosity between Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Zelensky and Putin hate each other, and it makes it very difficult. But I think we're getting very close to getting a settlement. Hundreds of thousands of people, mostly soldiers, have been killed. Last month, they lost 29,000 soldiers.
Russia's envoy, Kirill Dmitriev, was expected to hold talks with U.S. officials in Miami later Saturday on how to end the nearly four-year-long war. The armed conflict has raged since February 2022, when Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.